largest cargo air fleet by plane count, with 390 cargo jets and 313 turboprop planes. The talks between FedEx and the Airline Pilots Association started in May of 2021. About 300 pilots picketed outside the FedEx offices in Memphis last summer over stalled pay increases. The tentative agreement would provide a 40% hike, then a 3% cost of living adjustment annually until 2030. A Republican-sponsored bill would charge a tax on money transfers overseas aimed at immigrants in Tennessee who send money to family in other countries. The Tennessee Lookout reports the bill passed the full House yesterday with no debate. The tax would apply to transactions outside traditional banking entities like wire transfer services. The cost would be $10 per transaction for smaller transfers and 2% of any transaction exceeding $500. Critics say that in addition to impacting immigrants, the bill would affect military families with relatives overseas, small businesses paying foreign suppliers, and religious groups doing missionary work. If implemented, the bill would add an extra $180 million to the state budget annually, funding TEN Care, workforce housing, child care programs, teacher training, and the general fund. The bill is scheduled to be heard in the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday. Tennessee's Department of Transportation has released its 10-year plan, which includes big changes for Nolensville Pike. The major thoroughfare is one of the city's most dangerous roads for pedestrians and traffic accidents. TDOT is already in the process of widening the road from 2 lanes to 5 and adding sidewalks and bike lanes between Old Hickory Boulevard and Mill Creek to the south. The next phase of the project, expected to start in 2035, would carry those improvements down to Burkitt Road and then eventually to Sunset Road and Nolensville. Traffic on the roadway is projected to nearly double over the next 20 years.